This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiars. There may be a shakeup in leadership on the way at the Massachusetts State House. Today, House Speaker Robert DeLeo made public a letter indicating he may be getting ready to leave his post. WBUR's State House reporter Steve Brown joins us. Steve, welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
Steve, DeLeo has served six terms as Speaker. That's longer than anyone ever has. He was nicknamed Speaker for Life and had indicated he was running for Speaker again. What's DeLeo saying now about this potential departure?
Well, all we really know is what he said in a letter to House Clerk Stephen James. A state rep has to inform the clerk and state ethics officials if they are in any sort of negotiations with an outside entity. So in that letter to the clerk, DeLeo said he intends to begin negotiating prospective employment opportunities with Northeastern University. That's his alma mater. He stated that while he is not aware of any particular matter or general legislation presently before him in his official role that would affect Northeastern, he's filing the disclosure to dispel any appearance of conflict.
Any sense for why he may be leaving, and what's the reaction been to this announcement?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. It could be that at age 70, he's ready to start collecting his sizable state pension, which is based on his top three earning years. Now, it's unlikely that his pay would be increasing, so another year or two on the payroll won't make much of a difference there. 12 years is a long time, so maybe he figures enough is enough. There could be some unknown factors at play, but that would only be speculation. As for reaction, members have been buzzing about this for a few days, so there's not a lot of surprise today. But timing is an issue for Governor Baker. There is talk that DeLeo could leave before the start of the new session, which begins on January 6th.
If I have a concern about this, and this is very much up to the House to figure out how they want to handle this, it would be that we're toward the end of the session and there's a whole bunch of pretty important pieces of legislation kicking around, and I really hope that people find a way to focus on trying to get those through the process and to our desk so that we can sign them.
So the governor's probably referring to a number of bills that are still in conference committee: economic development, transportation bond, health care, and climate change, just to name a few.
So, Steve, what is DeLeo's biggest legacy as Speaker?
Yeah, I think gun safety laws, health care cost containment, and being able to hold the line on new broad-based taxes are three that immediately come to mind. He doesn't bring a bill forward until he makes sure that there is consensus ahead of time, and that's why you often see lopsided margins on most roll calls. The closest vote I've seen come out of the House in years was the police reform bill, which passed, but not by a veto-proof margin.
But fair to say, then, that DeLeo wasn't universally popular.
No, of course, there's an old saying in the State House, you go along to get along. Legislators who wanted to butt heads with DeLeo often found themselves frozen out, so all of their priorities would never make it through the process. DeLeo is often considered moderate or even conservative on some issues. There's been a growing caucus of progressive House members who have been frustrated by the way the House operates. They feel there is a lack of transparency, but that caucus has never been large enough to affect real change. They just don't have the numbers.
Okay, so who are the potential replacements?
Well, it looks as if Majority Leader Ron Mariano of Quincy is in line to take over. He's worked alongside DeLeo for 30 years in the House. They both came in around the same time. And Mariano has served as DeLeo's muscle in the chamber. He's been carefully lining up votes for a few years, specifically for this day. Mariano issued a written statement saying if DeLeo resigns, he will be a candidate for Speaker, adding he believes he has earned the trust and confidence of his colleagues. Now, Mattapan Representative Russell Holmes, a former committee chairman who crossed DeLeo a few years back and has been out in the cold ever since, says he intends to run for Speaker as well, hoping to change the culture of the House.
Right now, the way the system has worked over the last 15, 20 years has not been productive. As to me, it's not even democracy, quite frankly. It is a systemic way of having concentrated power, and that must change.
Holmes and pretty much everyone else on Beacon Hill realizes that he has an uphill fight. Ron Mariano is the odds-on favorite here.
Okay, so is the House likely to change under a new Speaker?
No, I don't think so. Mariano has been part of DeLeo's inner circle, and it appears that they will all support his candidacy and the way business has been conducted in the House for over a decade. It's important to point out that Ron Mariano is 74, so it's unlikely that he'll serve 12 years in this position. I would not be surprised if there's another race for Speaker in the next 3 to 5 years.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. That is WBUR's Steve Brown talking about the possible departure of Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Steve, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.